Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You better you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
Week 11 NFL Sunday, you better you bet's countdown to kickoff. Radio.com Sports, the radio.com app, 670 The Score in Chicago, proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook, offering a 50% profit boost on all NFL bets today. All you've got to do is log into betrivers.com. You can check us out during the week. The first ever nightly sports betting podcast, You Better You Bet, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern weekdays, Monday through Friday, with me, Nick Costos, my weekday co-host, Ken Barkley, and my Sunday co-host, the man himself, the afternoon drive host of 670 The Score in Chi-Town, Danny Parkins. We are pleased to be joined each and every NFL Sunday by Ben Heisler, host, analyst, and editor for Sports Illustrated Gambling and Fantasy Sports Verticals. He is on Twitter at Benny Heis, Heis, H-E-I-S. Ben, what's going on, brother? Happy Week 11 NFL Sunday. It's Nick and Danny on You Better You Bet. How you feeling ahead of what looks like a pretty juicy slate of games today?
Yeah, it's a fun slate, Nick, Danny. It's always good to be on with you guys. Good to talk a little NFL Sunday with you. I'm feeling good. There's a lot of really intriguing spots that I think we can take advantage of, especially in DFS this week, including some spots that I think you're going to see lower ownership than when the numbers actually present themselves. I think more people are going to be surprised at the lower ownership numbers than where they actually should be.
Okay, well then let's start there. Where are people going to be most surprised today?
I think people are looking at Cincinnati and Washington and thinking that these are two bad teams that have had some inconsistencies on both sides of the ball. You're dealing with a bad offensive line in Cincinnati, and Washington is going to a new quarterback for the last couple of weeks in Alex Smith. But their numbers have been really impressive. Alex Smith threw for 390 yards last week and still didn't get himself into the end zone. He's gone up against a Cincinnati defense that ranks second last in the NFL against tight ends. We were talking during the break, guys, that J.D. McKissic, their pass catching running back, has seen 29 targets in the passing game in the last 2 weeks. That's flat out absurd. Nick, you brought it up. That's more targets than Davante Adams, who sees more targets than almost anybody. So I think Washington is firmly in play. And then there's plenty of options that you can run back on the other side. Joe Burrow with another opportunity to throw for over 300 yards. That'll get you that bonus on DraftKings. You can pair him up with either T. Higgins, who's one of the air yard leaders in the NFL. Tyler Boyd is one of the more consistent options. Gio Bernard, you can even consider a stack with him with no Joe Mixon out as he continues to see volume in the passing game. So there's just a lot of really solid options and a total moving up in this game as well.
Ben, I want to spend another moment on this game here, and it's crazy that we're talking this much about this game, but I love the over in this game. I like the Washington football team because I like the matchup, and I like their pass rush against Burrow, although I do acknowledge that Burrow can put up some points. As far as the Washington offense, though, I have a couple more thoughts that I want to run by you here because I love a lot in this game, and I feel like maybe I'm teetering a little close to the edge here because I feel like I got too much on Washington and Cincinnati here. I'm looking at Logan Thomas's over prop. I'm looking at Antonio Gibson's over rushing yards prop. I think that Terry McLaurin's over receiving yards prop could be worth a look against a terrible Cincinnati Bengals defense. So am I overthinking it here, or is this a game that people should really be focused on for a lot of potential overs? And for me, it's more on the Washington side, crazily enough, with Alex Smith, than it is on the Cincinnati side with Joe Burrow.
I think that makes a lot of sense, Nick, because we're still trying to determine what the market is going to be for Washington. With Cincinnati, I think there's enough of a sample with Burrow and Higgins, with Burrow and Tyler Boyd. Even Gio Bernard, who's been playing for Joe Mixon over the last several weeks, you kind of have an indication of how the books are going to set up these props. But, I mean, Logan Thomas has seen back-to-back six-target games in the passing game. His number has gone up substantially as far as targets go, with Alex Smith taking over at quarterback. We mentioned the numbers for J.D. McKissick. I'd have to confirm what those totals are as far as receptions in this game, but you're just seeing consistent numbers, even though the Vegas total has not necessarily adjusted to it, because there just hasn't been enough of a sample. So you're right, like, you know where Alex Smith is going to go with the football. You know he's going to dump the ball off to McKissick. You know that Gibson is going to get plenty of rushing volume. There's no number two wide receiver in this offense besides McLaurin, and he's going to see a ton of volume as well. And then we just touched on Logan Thomas. So I think there's a good indication here of where Alex Smith is trying to get the football to. And you also know that Washington's going to let him take some opportunities and take some shots in the middle of the field as well, with back-to-back 300 games. It's just not something that we're accustomed to seeing out of Alex Smith. But with Washington's inconsistencies on offense, knowing that they have to play shootout-style football, I think it makes a lot of sense that the overs are likely to hit today.
Talking to Ben Heisler, Sports Illustrated Fantasy and Gambling, probably the most talked-about game of the day is Falcons Saints because of the Drew Brees injury and the surprising announcement that Taysom Hill is going to be starting at quarterback. A report just crossed that there are still people within the Saints organization that are displeased with that and think that it should go to Jameis Winston, including players. How are you handicapping from a fantasy perspective and a production expectation perspective what the hell is going to happen with the Saints offense if, in fact, Taysom Hill is the quarterback?
I mean, let's think about the rationale here for a second before we dive into the fantasy component. It's clearly an indication from Sean Payton knowing that he wants to go with what he knows versus what he doesn't know, right? Like, that's the only reason that Taysom Hill is getting the start here. It's going up against a Falcons team, divisional rival, where, yes, you still have a pretty solid stranglehold in that division, but you don't want to let it slip away. And the Saints offense clearly seems to be okay, guys, with the ability to have a checkdown style offense without a major average depth of target. Like, you know what you're going to get with Jameis Winston. You're going to get more opportunities downfield, perhaps a few more touchdowns through the air, but the Saints have been okay with the way that Drew Brees has operated this offense, which is just get the ball out quick, find your running backs, be able to take off and run with somebody like Kamara if you need to. And now you have that option as well with Taysom Hill. So I'm with a lot of those guys in the Saints locker room. Like, I get the reason why Peyton is going with Taysom Hill, but the reason you brought in Jameis Winston was to be able to take over in this situation, learn from Sean Payton, and be able to extend the Saints offense. So I think as far as expectations go, it wouldn't surprise me if we see a little bit more Michael Thomas than we initially anticipated. I think he's still very much in play. And right now his price point is still very low on DraftKings. At some point, he's going to blow up. An opportunity against the Falcons is likely to make that happen. Taysom Hill, I think at $4,800 on DraftKings this week, he's probably going to be a cash game lock, knowing his ability to run, knowing that he could still throw for 150, 200 yards, maybe a touchdown or two, and already exceed value by a substantial amount. So I think you're going to see a lot of back and forth in this game. Marshawn Lattimore is not expected to play, so that's a big opportunity for Julio Jones. Should be some points over at the Superdome this week, and I would imagine, too, that even with Taysom Hill, and a little bit of the inconsistencies and the unawareness of sort of what he can be, I still think from a floor perspective, he's going to be a solid option this week in DFS.
And Ben, I like that you referenced there the Marshawn Lattimore injury, nursing that abdomen injury. We don't know this officially yet that he's going to be out, but like, those are all the reports are that Marshawn Lattimore will not play today for the New Orleans Saints, which in theory should help Julio, Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan, and the Falcons offense. Ben, what about the Ravens offense here? Now, I am pretty bullish on a bounce back game for Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, and this passing attack here. I also kind of like this Titans offense a little bit, even down a couple offensive linemen, given the Ravens injuries along their defensive line. What are you thinking here, Baltimore and Tennessee?
Another good opportunity to stack this game, Nick. I'm right there with you. I know Lamar Jackson did not have a solid performance the last time these two teams met in the postseason, and a large part was that Tennessee just rammed a bunch of Derrick Henry into the mix, and he was able to just be incredibly effective. And I like him a lot today, too. You know that that's going to be Tennessee style against a Baltimore Ravens defense that has been a little bit more susceptible to the run. And consider this, Derrick Henry's snap count the last couple weeks is way, way low. And so I think that's going to deter ownership away from him. People are more likely to go to Dalvin Cook. They're more likely to go to Alvin Kamara. You know, Aaron Jones when paying up at running back this week. I think Derrick Henry, even at a pretty high price point, is a great pivot option for tournaments in DraftKings this week. But you mentioned the Ravens offense. Lamar Jackson has still not been the ideal fantasy quarterback in season-long leagues, but in daily leagues, he's still averaging more than 22 points per game. I think he's in a great spot, and I love Hollywood Brown as a tournament play. He's incredibly risky, guys. Like, let's not make any mistake about it. I was looking over the numbers for Hollywood Brown over the last 3 weeks, and they're not particularly good. You saw, a game with two targets, one target. But now take a look at, at those games. They were all against really solid defenses. He was going up against New England, against Indianapolis, and against Pittsburgh. So a total of 6 receptions for 55 yards and a touchdown. But the previous games, up against Philadelphia, had 6 targets in that game. Cincinnati, 10 targets, 77 yards and a touchdown. Washington, 8 targets for 86 yards in that game. When he goes up against bad pass defenses, Hollywood Brown sees a ton of volume in this offense, and he's more likely to get into the end zone. And same thing with Mark Andrews. He's going to see more volume in this game. He was very touchdown dependent in the early part of the season, and that just has gone away over the last 4 weeks. So I think they're absolutely in play, Nick. As a stack this week, you can go Lamar, Hollywood, and Mark Andrews, run it back with Derrick Henry. It'll be expensive, so you're going to have to find volume elsewhere, but I do think there's a lot of upside potential with that stack.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And Heist, just real quick, I want to trigger Costos here for a second, because he is the biggest Hollywood Brown fan that I know. He's lost money on his player prop the vast majority of weeks. Costos, in one of my season-long fantasy leagues, of which I would say a fairly sharp league, Hollywood Brown was dropped. I was able to pick him up
ain't
off
that
waivers.
Ain't that sharp. It ain't that
for
sharp.
For a dollar. I got him for a dollar in that fantasy league. I'm not saying it's the sharpest of all leagues, but this guy was an outright drop, my man.
That's a mistake, because the Ravens have one of the easiest schedules in the fantasy playoffs as well. Like, for anybody that's considering getting rid of Andrews or getting rid of Hollywood Brown, or really, it was part of the reason I was saying go buy low on J.K. Dobbins. Like, the Ravens' schedule in the fantasy playoffs is flat out insane. So salute to you, Danny, for completely just bargering in and taking advantage of your league.
I couldn't believe it. It was just the disrespect for a man who at any moment could go for 120 with 2 touchdowns down the field, no problem. I was very upset by this. You also do gambling here. Do you have a favorite bet against the spread? Because I have a lot of total bets this week, but I don't have as many spread plays that I like. Can you sell me on one or two, Heiss?
I don't think it's necessarily a difficult sell. And if anything, I'm wondering if I'm on the wrong side here. I keep going back to Kansas City being, at one point they were a 6.5 point favorite, 7 point, it went up to 8, and now it's sitting at 7.5, I believe, over at Bet Rivers. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I can't figure out why the Chiefs aren't higher favorites here. Is it because the Raiders were the one team that knocked them off at Arrowhead? I suppose it's because the Raiders are currently at home and they're 6-3 on the season. Maybe. Kansas City is a far superior team than the Las Vegas Raiders. A plus minus differential in points scored of over 100 points for Kansas City compared to just 14 for the Raiders. Andy Reid has just had a stranglehold on this division over the course of his time. Since he arrived in Kansas City, the Raiders got their first win at Arrowhead earlier in the season since 2012. Just the number feels substantially low to me, and I would bet this game up to 8.5, maybe even 9. I'm fairly confident that the Chiefs, especially, they don't need to get a whole lot of motivation, but if the Raiders were to win, that would bring the AFC West divisional lead to just one game and give the Raiders the tiebreaker. The Chiefs don't necessarily need a lot of motivation, but I think when they find it, they clearly tend to take advantage of it. And I'm going to be all over them tonight. I really like them at -7.5.
I'll let Danny follow up with you on your favorite total bets for today in the NFL, Ben. But my final question can center around two running games. One I think is kind of nebulous, and one I think we know what's going to happen. And I want to get your take on to the extent of which it's going to happen. So part one of the question is going to be, how do you handicap this Patriots run game today, where we all know that they're going to have success because the Texans can't stop anybody, but Sony Michel has been added to the mix. So what do you do, if anything, with the Patriots running backs? And the second part is, I love James Robinson today, the rookie running back for the Jaguars. I think he's going to have a really good day against the Steelers defense that is clearly missing Devin Bush out for the season with a torn ACL. So what do you do with the Patriots running backs? And then what is your interest level in James Robinson in daily fantasy today?
It's probably, I'm still looking at Damian Harris as somebody that you can feel secure about because his numbers in the running game continue to go up and they continue to trust him. If Sony Michel is back, he still might spell him a little bit. But, I mean, they still have James White, they still have Rex Burkhead, and they've still have been able, at least over the last couple weeks, to be able to find success. Like, Damian Harris the last 3 weeks has had two games over 100 yards rushing. He's averaging about 5.5 yards per carry, had a long of 20-plus yards in those last three games. And you just kind of know what he is. He's not going to get volume in the passing game, and neither is Sony Michel. So I'm not necessarily worried about Michel taking away a whole lot of carries, because Damian Harris in these games has only seen between 16 and 20 rushes and has been incredibly efficient in all of them. So I think he's still in play, and that's probably the only Patriots running back that I'll have a lot of interest in this week. As for James Robinson, that is a really intriguing tournament play, because you're right, Pittsburgh has had some issues and inconsistencies over the course of this year. And what I like about James Robinson is that even though Jacksonville might be out of it from the very beginning, he's still going to see plenty of volume in the passing game as well. He's had several games this year with over 5 targets, including last week against the Packers, had 6 targets against the Chargers, 7 against Houston. So in games where Jacksonville is trailing, and they've been pretty much every single one over the course of this year, he's going to see volume both as a runner and as a pass catcher. So you're right. People are going to look at him and say, well, you know, I want to stay away from running backs going up against Pittsburgh, where they're heavily favored on the road. But Robinson absolutely in play. And considering his price point this week at only $6,400 on DraftKings, I think it's a really sharp play.
Do you have an over-under, a total that you really like that you'll be betting today, Ben?
I'm not loving a lot of the totals this week, to be completely honest. I think if there's one that I'm particularly intrigued by, it's probably Tennessee and Baltimore for the reasons that we discussed. It's been sitting at 48.5 all week. I think there's going to be plenty of points scored on both sides. We mentioned what Derrick Henry was able to do to Baltimore's defense earlier. Conversely, we talked about Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews against a pretty soft Tennessee defense that up until recently, I think was worst in the league at stopping teams on third down. So both of these teams are going to be very much in play. I don't think you have any weather concerns today. So the fact that it's only 48.5 feels like that's the wrong side. So I'll probably be taking you over there.
Ben, I did lie. I do have one more for you, and it's the question we close you out with every single week here on You Better, You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. Anything that we have not yet discussed, whether it's an against the spread play, an undervalued player in daily fantasy, anything that you think is actionable that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers on the Week 11 slate, please do so now.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple more names that I think are undervalued in DFS this week, and there are a couple guys that I wrote about earlier at Sports Illustrated. Kareem Hunt, for the second consecutive week, I think is in a really good spot against Philadelphia. He was really efficient last week. He seems to have better numbers with Nick Chubb back. He had 19 carries, so he still out-snapped and out-touched Nick Chubb in that game, had over 100 yards, added three catches for just under 30 yards. He didn't get into the end zone, but still finished with 20 DraftKings points. He's just somebody that continues to see plenty of involvement, and the Eagles are the only team in the NFL that have given up more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns this year. So I think Kareem Hunt, once again, is in a great spot. He was about 4% owned in the Millie Maker and other major tournaments in DraftKings last week, and I think you can get on board with him at another low ownership price. Also, I think a lot of folks are trying to figure out which wide receiver do I want to pair with Ben Roethlisberger today. Is it going to be Deontay Johnson, who had a big game last week, Juju Smith-Schuster, who led the team in targets? I would advise going back to Chase Claypool. He led the NFL in air yards the last couple weeks, and I think the reason that people are staying away from him is that just because he's been targeting him downfield, he hasn't really been connecting, but it's almost 400 air yards over the last couple weeks, and he still has two touchdowns, still has 23 targets, and it's a great matchup for him. So I think once Big Ben and Claypool connect, those numbers are going to be absolutely fantastic, and I don't think Jacksonville is in any danger of slowing down an immensely talented rookie wide receiver. So I love Chase Claypool in tournaments this week.
That is my Pittsburgh Steelers prop bet today, is Chase Claypool over 45.5. Also, the Jaguars placing rookie first-round cornerback C.J. Henderson on injured reserve, helping the cause for Chase Claypool. Ben, final question. Take turkey out of the equation, which is not a side anyway. We want to say it. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, I was going to say turkey really jumps out, but I'm a traditionalist stuffing guy. I think if you do the stuffing right and you have like a good gravy for it, I'm a guy that will mix the cranberry into the stuffing as well.
Of course.
I just don't think you can beat that. There's plenty of really good sides. If you want to do the mac and cheese, if you want to do the green bean casserole, the mashed potatoes, they're all good. But I think if you season the stuffing right, if you do it baked and really give it a bit of a crispy topping, it's fantastic.
It really is. I'm hungry, man.
Let's go.
I'm starving.
So, Costos, Heiss just slipped in a reference that was just for me because we're on the air in Chicago, but he was my executive producer when we did afternoons in Kansas City. And I used to cover the Chiefs locker room on Wednesdays. And around Thanksgiving, we went around and we would try to do like outside the box questions to guys just to like get to know them a little bit better, and then mash them all up to see like, you know, the personality of the Chiefs. So Thanksgiving week, you know, like what that was the exact thing. Like, what's your favorite thing on your Thanksgiving Day plate?
Groundbreaking content. If a moron like me could come up with it on the spot.
groundbreaking, right. But Alex Smith, he like hemmed. Because we always would talk about how Alex Smith was like the smartest, nicest, but most boring person in the NFL. And he like hemmed and hawed. And he was like, you know, turkey really jumps out. Like, yeah, man. Thank you. For Thanksgiving, when you think of Thanksgiving food, turkey really jumps out. Thank you, Heiss, for that reference.
We gave him the opportunity because I think he came back on our show the following year, and we made fun of him for it. We said, Alex, we asked you this question. You really thought hard about it. Like, this is your opportunity to do right. And I think he'd mentioned like his mom does like some sort of bread rolls or something. So
yeah,
we went from turkey to rolls.
What the? It's like saying like, what's your favorite thing at McDonald's besides for the Big Mac? Well, I'm a huge fan of the Big Mac, guys. Really like the Big Mac over at McDonald's. And Ben, you're right. This stuffing's fantastic. And now I'm hungry. And you know who doesn't, by the way, who doesn't mix stuffing with cranberry sauce? Thoth? My Daffy Duck? Heathens don't do that. people that we don't want to know don't mix communist. The cranberry with the stuffing. Communists, that's right. So, yeah, I would say socialist, but that's a hot-button word in America today. So, Ben, we'll say au revoir on that note. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend, to you and your family. Hope you guys stay safe. Have a great time, and good luck today on the Week 11 slate. Ben Heisler from Sports Illustrated joining us here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.